Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's a lot of misinformation around the world, certainly here in the United States, with regards to COVID. What is it? And what about these shots? How do you address these issues? We're going to unpack this on Faith and Freedom with our very special guest, Dr. Mike Yeadon, former chief scientist and vice president for respiratory research and development at Pfizer, and also very experienced in the whole pharmacology issue. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Dr. Yeadon.
Nice to be back again. Thank you for having me.
And what you talked about in the last program about the worldwide deceit is just astounding to see that what you're experiencing in the UK is the same thing we're experiencing here in America.
What is it that you're seeing?
Let me just step you through it. So when we were first told about this new virus, coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, we were told, and I'm just going to go through some of the things, they're not true. First, we were told this is a new virus. Yep, that's true. But they gave us to understand it was unusually lethal. People were falling on their face in the street in Wuhan, remember? So unusually lethal. They said, because it's a new virus, no one will have any immunity, so we're all susceptible. Now, I'm afraid that's not true. Although it's a new virus, it's actually 80% similar to a virus that's been around before called SARS, 17, 18 years ago, and about 40, 50% similar to common cold causing coronaviruses. So, of course, loads of people had immunity, and it's nothing like as lethal as they say. Dr. John Ioannidis of Stanford, probably the most famous epidemiologist working in the world today, has concluded that the infection fatality ratio, how lethal this is slightly worse than the typical seasonal influenza. Much worse if you're older, but actually less serious if you're younger than is influenza. So we were, initially we were frightened to death, and that's all factually incorrect. And the notable one I would say is it's much less lethal than we were told. And really importantly, almost half the people had prior immunity. We're absolutely certain about this. There are more than a dozen peer-reviewed journal articles. So they ramped up the fear straight away. But then they said lots of other things that are not true. Another one I would say, a main one, and this has really cost lives. So this is criminal activity. We were told there were no treatment. So you had to stay away from the virus and wait for the vaccine. No treatments, I'm afraid that's not correct. I won't name them all, but there are some fantastic physicians who wouldn't accept what would be called treatment nihilism. They said, we're going to try and treat people symptomatically at home before hospital. And we've got drugs that such as hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, ivermectin, budesonide, and there are several others. But if you go to the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons website, you will see a fantastic treatment guide. And so it does two things. One, it arms you with what you need to stay safe from this virus. And two, it confirms what I've just told you, that everyone's governments around the world lied all at the same time, pretending there were no treatments, where in fact, these drugs taken together will produce cure in excess of 90% of cases. So our governments, by lying to us, not only have deprived us of our liberty for over a year, but I think 90% of the people who've died with COVID could have been saved. So that's an appalling state of affairs.
Wow.
Dr. Yeadon, that is something that I know I've talked to a lot of doctors who treat COVID patients, and they see the actual efficacy of those drugs that you just mentioned. And I have many personal friends who were not able to get those from some of the doctors because of the misinformation that came out from journals like The Lancet and others that they had to ultimately retract. And it is criminal because by giving that misinformation, people have needlessly died. And I've never seen this in any other area.
The thing about this is that there, you know, it doesn't matter what people say about me. I have no history of conspiracy theories. In fact, I have no history whatsoever of public statements at all, except in my area of professional work. Other than that, I've never campaigned for, you know, save the whales or you know, keep forests or keeping my area clean. I'm just a quiet, ordinary, boring person. I've never stepped out. So the fact that I've got this work history was widely respected in my industry, trusted by venture finance investors. They have all shunned me now. They literally have all shunned me. But I really don't care what they think, because something horrible is happening. And as you said, have we ever seen a situation in the past where a medical deceit has gone so far as to result in my country alone, I would say, in several scores of thousands of dead people that could easily have been saved? This is a really important point, because later on, I'm going to show you that the evidence points to something really rather ghastly in terms of the most likely future if we don't stop this. And it's consistent with officials, scientists, conspiring together to mislead people in such a way as to cost large number of lives. And I've shown already that they've done the leading edge of that by depriving people of treatments and lying about the efficacy of those treatments.
Well, we so appreciate, Dr. Mike, your willingness to speak out. Are there more lies that you want to address that have been going on?
Yeah, just really quickly, they're very important. I won't take too much time on the PCR test because it's probably been done to death, but polymerase chain reaction test, it's a bit like the DNA tests that are done for forensic purposes, and they've got to be done really carefully. And yet in my country, at least, we were testing, I think, several hundred thousand tests a day using unskilled people, sometimes working on open benches. The level of cross-contamination in these amplifying tests called PCR tests are such that I would not trust any of the results. And I have a good friend who's one of the most skilled practitioners of PCR himself personally, who worked temporarily in one of these COVID testing labs, and he confirmed to me personally that, frankly, Mike, it's a mess. So the PCR test is being misused to, I think, frighten the population by almost dial up as many cases as the those promoting fear want. It's not a good test, and it's being misused. But here's the last few lies. One is that you can make other people ill. You can transmit this virus even though you have no symptoms yourself. That's just completely wrong. That flies in the face of decades, maybe centuries of knowledge. I know it's wrong because it's been tested. So there are papers out there that show that so-called asymptomatic transmission doesn't occur. Anthony Fauci said it didn't occur before he changed his mind and started lying. And the WHO representative said the same before they changed their mind. But the reason it can't happen is really simple. In order to be a good source of infection, you have to have a lot of virus in your airways yourself. But if you have a lot of viruses in your airways yourself, you will have symptoms. That's because the virus is attacking the lining of your lungs, and you notice that, and your immune system is fighting back, and you notice that. It's not possible to have lots of virus in your airway and thus be a good source of infection and not to have symptoms. So this absurd idea that without symptoms you can represent a respiratory health threat to other people in terms of viruses is, it's completely nuts. And they've literally made it up. The science doesn't support it, and statements by officials originally in 2020 doesn't support it, but they've lied. And the reason I emphasize that is this idea, this wicked idea that's wrong, underscores the need for masks, the idea that anyone could have it, so we better mask you all up. By the way, masks have been tested. They do not reduce transmission of respiratory viruses. They've absolutely been tested. Do not do it. But nevertheless, the idea that you could transmit without symptoms is the reason why you're covered in masks. Yeah. It's also, and this one's absolutely critical, it's the reason why lockdowns, business closures, and stay-at-home orders were put in place, because if we don't know who's got it and anyone could be spreading it, the idea was, well, look, all go home, close your businesses, stay at home, and wait for the vaccine. Wait a minute, we've already got good treatments. And secondly, they're lying, asymptomatic transmission. The way it worked, it's been tested. The way it worked, lockdowns, which have been crippled our economies, smashed civil societies, caused depression. I think a lot of people have died, frankly, as a result of lockdown. Mm-hmm. Lockdowns did not slow transmission. And the reason it didn't do it is, in order to be a good transmitter, you need to have lots of virus and you'll be symptomatic.
They weren't out in the public anyway. Yeah. Well, our guest right now, and we're going to finish the last part, and then we have so much more to cover in the subsequent programs here at Faith and Freedom, is Dr. Mike Yeadon. For more information, you can go to lc.org/vaccine, lc.org/vaccine. Lots of information on COVID, the shots, the vaccine passport issues that we're addressing, and Dr. Mike Yeadon as well.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.